What do we know about the non-antibiotic impact of the antibiotics? I've heard people talk about the fact that maybe there are other mechanisms involved.
Yeah, and that's the anti-inflammatory effect that you will see that drugs like doxycycline, erythromycin, they are used from a dermatologic standpoint when they're used for acne primarily as an anti-inflammatory. And so they just synergize with other effects that steroids or other NSAIDs may have as far as anti-inflammation. And so it's not so much a antimicrobial effect as much as it is an anti-inflammatory. From my experience, I think both the antimicrobial and the anti-inflammatory effect really help in management.
Specifically in terms of cetuximab and head and neck and the two scenarios that we've talked about with radiation therapy and also with metastatic disease, how do you approach it from the point of view of, is there any preventive maneuvers that you use, and how do you approach management?
What we tend to do is we talk about it and we tell them that rash is one of the side effects other than the infusion reaction. We will recommend and give them prescriptions for both Cleosin gel as well as a 1% hydrocortisone cream. Now, there is in the package label a suggestion that steroids should be avoided with cetuximab, but again, I don't know how valid that is. There's never been shown to be an inhibitory effect. And in fact, you can give steroids when someone has a hypersensitivity reaction as well. So I don't think a low amount of steroids is going to impair any effect with the cetuximab. Patients are then told to go home, take these creams, and the minute they get a spot, not 10, not 20, but a minute they get a spot, start using these creams. If after a few days, or 5 days or 7 days, they notice that the creams are not working, and in fact, there are more spots joining them, then they need to give us a call, and we escalate to the next level of therapy, which is oral antibiotics and or a Medrol dose pack. And doing this, early intervention and aggressively with systemic therapy, we can avoid many of the complications of a grade 3 or 4 rash.